Hello and welcome back. This is Philip Clark at Just Say Something. And today's podcast episode is dedicated to an important day of awareness and advocacy coming up on March 30th, World Bipolar Day. World Bipolar Day is observed annually on March 30th, which happens to be the birthday of Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh, who many historians believe lived with bipolar disorder. The day was established to bring worldwide awareness to bipolar disorders and to help eliminate social stigma and discrimination faced by those with this condition. The International Society of Bipolar Disorders leads this global initiative, bringing together diverse populations around the world to share information about bipolar disorders, improve sensitivity towards the illness, and promote access to the latest research and treatments. Bipolar disorder affects millions worldwide and is characterized by significant mood swings that include emotional highs, mania or hypomania, and lows, depression. These shifts in mood, energy, and activity levels and concentration can significantly impact a person's ability to carry out day-to-day tasks. What many people don't realize is that bipolar disorders exist on a spectrum. There are several types, including bipolar 1, bipolar 2, cyclomatic disorder, and other specified bipolar disorders. Each type has a different pattern of mood episodes and severity. One of the most important aspects of World Bipolar Day is breaking down the stigma that surrounds mental health conditions like bipolar disorder. Too often, misconceptions lead to discrimination and barriers to treatment. People living with bipolar disorders are not their diagnosis. They're individuals with unique stories, talents, and contributions to make to society. Vincent van Gogh himself created some of the world's most beloved works of art while likely managing his condition without treatments that we have available today. The theme that resonates through World Bipolar Day is one of strength and resilience. The International Society of Bipolar Disorders emphasizes that this is a day to remember our strengths, resilience, and successes, as well as acknowledge that much work remains ahead. Many people with bipolar disorder lead fulfilling, productive lives with proper treatment, support, self-managing strategies, and there is the recovery and well-being are very possible, even if the journey has its challenges. While March 30th is the official date, the International Bipolar World Day recognizes that the values of World Bipolar Day should extend throughout the year. They encourage events held around this date to accommodate different cultural, spiritual, and regional traditions. Here are some of the ways that you can participate in some of those days. One, educate yourself about bipolar disorder through reliable sources. We have a lot of mental health sources here in Greenville. One is through the Wellbeing Partnership. Then we have Mental Health America Greenville County, and we have NAMI of Greenville. Share accurate information on social media using hashtags like hashtag World Bipolar Day. Attend or organize local events. Support organizations dedicated to bipolar disorder research and advocacy. Practice empathy and understanding toward those affected by the condition. And if you're living with bipolar disorder, consider sharing your story if you feel comfortable. So as we approach World Bipolar Day on March 30th, I encourage all of our listeners to take a moment to reflect on how we talk about mental health in our communities. Small changes in language and attitude can make a significant difference in someone's life. For those listening who may be managing bipolar disorder, you're not alone. Your experience matters, your voice matters, and your life matters. There is a global community standing with you, advocating for better understanding, treatment, and support. If you would like to learn more about World Bipolar Day or get involved, visit the International Society for Bipolar Disorders website or reach out to one of our local mental health organizations here in Greenville. Well, again, this is Phil Clark from Just Say Something, reminding you that open, honest conversations about mental health help all of us live better lives. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back again next week with another episode. Remember, if you enjoy our podcast, please subscribe, follow, comment, like, and share this episode's and others. Thank you, and I'll see you again next week.